Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chief Dan Lasada with the Knoxville Police Department about safety during Nationals. As we are now in Nationals, we have a lot of race fans in town. We got a lot of community members out and about. We got a lot of things going on. It seems like every day there's some major event going on, and that's the great part about Nationals here in Knoxville. Chief, when it comes to Nationals, though, there are, it seems like, we always have little incidents here and there. We've already had a couple car accidents on the past couple days. Take us through some of the safety tips you recommend for not just race fans, but for Knoxville community members as well.
Well, Knoxville Nationals is always an exciting time for everybody in the community, but it also means we have to be a little bit more aware of what's going on. We have a lot of people in town that may not be aware of the traffic patterns, or they may not be paying full attention to what's going on. We also see a lot more pedestrians. We see a lot more golf carts and UTVs, bicyclists, everything out there. So when you're driving, slow down, take some extra time. We also have a lot of garage sales this time of year, so people are stopping in places you don't expect them to stop to go to a garage sale. Just be aware. Slow down. Be a couple minutes late if you're going to be a couple minutes late, but don't hurry. That's how we end up having these accidents and people getting hurt.
I know when it comes to the golf carts, like you mentioned, they have to get them registered. So how do people do that?
The registration is simple. You come to the police department with your golf cart and proof of insurance. We inspect the cart to make sure it has a safety flag and the slow-moving vehicle triangle on it, and it meets other standards. Then you pay your $25 fee and get the permit once you show us your proof of insurance.
Now, I know when it comes to Nationals, there's quite a lot of law enforcement in town as the amount of people as well. I know that the Sheriff's Department is around the racetrack. You guys are around Knoxville, obviously. Communication between you two has come a little bit easier now, or will be becoming a little bit easier, as the City Council kind of approved a purchase for you and the Fire Department to get some new radios. Take us through those radios and how they're going to be able to help out your department.
Yes, this past council meeting, the council approved a purchase of 9 portable handheld radios, 4 for the fire department and 5 for the police department. These radios will be multi-band. What that means is currently we operate on a VHF radio frequency. However, the sheriff's office and the state have installed a brand new tower out there by the sheriff's office that transmits in the 7-800 band. That's a much better band for radio communications. These new radios will have the ability to transmit and receive on both those UHF and the VHF bands, greatly enhancing our ability to communicate. One of the things now is the Sheriff's Department works exclusively on the 7-800 band, and the police officers on duty can't hear them because our car radios and our portable radios won't receive that. These new radios will allow us to hear what's going on out in the county, and if there's ever a major incident, we can find a common channel and go there.
Speaking of that, we've had a lot of not so good news lately with some mass shootings and things like that. When the amount of people in town and all the festivities going on, I know it makes your job a little bit harder when it comes to situations like that. But as of now, when it comes to those mass shootings or if say there was an incident that went down in Knoxville, how would you guys communicate now with the Sheriff's Department and how would the response be?
Well, nowadays, the Sheriff's Dispatch would have to decide on what channel we're going to operate on, and hopefully everyone has that channel in their radios, and we turn that radio frequency and use it, and it would work. When the new radios come, we could actually create a talk group, and that is only going to be used by those units working that special event, that major incident. And anybody that has that 7-800 radio frequency, including troopers, officers from Des Moines, the metro area, anybody that has that radio, it's just a matter of pushing a button and they'll be able to join the group. The state has already set up these talk groups for disasters and multi-agency responses, and they're in that 7-800 band. And so it's just a matter of us turning to that channel and designating a channel for our event.
Now, on a little bit of a brighter note, this Saturday we got the Nationals Parade coming up at 11. There's been some changes with that, with no more parking downtown, allowing visitors to get there. But one thing that always seems to happen, there's always water in the air when it comes to you, Chief Lasada. I think that squirt guns and water fights are a thing when it comes to the parade with you. This year, you got a little bit of a challenge.
I do. As many people know, this will be my last Nationals parade. I'll be retiring in the spring. And as such, I'm going to have my squirt guns out. And people better be smiling at my parade, because if you don't smile at my parade, you might get wet. And if anyone wants to take me on along the course of the parade, they're more than welcome to try. Just remember, I'll be the last thing coming through the parade. armed with a squirt gun.
On that note, is there anything else you want the people of Knoxville and the race fans coming to Knoxville right now to remember here when, as you get ready for the parade and get ready for Nationals?
Remember to have a good time and have some fun, but be safe and be smart about it. We give a lot of tolerances and a lot of things, but drunk driving is not one thing we tolerate at all. If you drive drunk, you're going to go to jail.
Thanks to Chief Dan Lasada with the Knoxville Police Department for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.